Welcome back to the Hits Different podcast. I'm Molly.
I'm Ryan.
Today we have our first ever guest on our podcast. Her name is Kenzie of Kenzie Creations on Instagram or Etsy and YouTube. And she makes amazing Taylor Swift costumes.
She might have shown us a little sneak peek of something she has in the works that involves the Tortured Poets Department.
And she just finished the Evermore dress, and she has all these patterns available if you want to learn how to sew, and she's building a Swiftie sewing community. So here's Kenzie. We have our first guest on the Hits Different podcast. We have Kenzie.
Hey.
Kenzie Creations. Thanks so much for coming on with us today. We're so excited to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited, too. Let's talk some Taylor Swift and some costumes. I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So we're going to get into all of the costumes, but we wanted to like start from the very beginning first. You went to school for sewing. How did that happen?
Yeah. So I don't know. I grew up with a dad who was very into musicals, and so my whole life I just watched musicals and loved costumes, and I was in musical theater, all of the things. No sports. Could not do anything with that. But that is fine, because I mean, I loved to act and do different stuff like that, and so that's how I got into costuming. That's how I first learned to sew. Was I got casted in The Little Mermaid, and I was
Ariel.
Oh
my gosh.
I know. And I got to play my favorite princess, and I was like, I have to look right. There's 8 different costume changes in the show. I have to look right.
Oh my gosh.
So what's so a girl cool. gonna do? But make all of my costumes. I think I made all of them. So that's what happened. That's how I got into costuming. Yeah.
That is so cool.
There's one other lady. Of course, it's like a high school production, right? So there's like one person over all of the costumes for this giant show. She taught me a lot, and she did a bit of that too, like with the design and all that. But I remember like sequining and doing the different stuff, like with the shells. But yeah, the ball gowns and all that. So that was my first go at it. That was a good experience.
So when Taylor dressed up as the Little Mermaid for Halloween once, were you just like, yes?
Girl.
Like, have you seen that?
Of course. Oh my gosh. I know, iconic. I missed her. I wish she dressed up this year. We didn't get to see anything.
I know.
That's true.
But yeah. It was awesome.
So that was in high school?
Mm-hmm. So that was like 8 years ago for me, like junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And then before then also I sewed a little bit, but that was like my awakening, like this is what I want to do. And then you're right, I went to school for it. I have a BFA in costume design and technology, and that just opened the world for me. It was like the clam, the pearl in the middle. It's like, this is it, it's what I want to do. And then from that, definitely took a very unconventional route. I still think my professors think I'm a little crazy, because I didn't go into theater, I didn't try to do the film thing. That's what the whole program was kind of grooming you for, to get to that point.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm definitely like the black sheep of the group. I only graduated with one other person in my major, though. It was a really small program, which is great for opportunity, though, right? So that was that. That's that. And it's awesome now, because one of my costume shop managers from school, she's a big Swiftie, right? And
nice.
So now she comes to me and is asking me how I'm doing things, and she's all excited to make different Taylor Swift things with different patterns and stuff like that that I've been making. So.
Oh my gosh, that's
yes,
so cool.
It's amazing.
What's your favorite musical?
Oh my gosh. Are you a musical girl too?
Kind of. Not like, it's embarrassing the ones that I haven't seen, so I don't want to out myself. But I do like some musicals, so that's why I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have, my favorite's probably like weird, but I'll tell you after you tell me.
Oh gosh. Okay. That's respectful though. It's hard to know. It's hard to see them all. I don't know. I love like the basic ones. I love Wicked, of course. Mm-hmm. Beautiful costumes. I grew up loving Cats. No shame.
Yes,
not the CGI nice. Version, like the classic version. I don't know. That's a good question. I also really like Waitress. Waitress is a good one.
Oh, I haven't seen that one
either. I haven't seen Wicked either. Again, outing myself.
Ryan,
I haven't seen The Sound of Music. Okay. I told you. I warned you. My favorite is Moulin Rouge. Which
yes.
is, yeah. I don't know.
It's, yes.
I can listen to that like soundtrack. I know all the words. As a kid, it was just like the best.
That's like the stage version or like the movie version?
Yeah.
I'm a Phantom of the Opera girl, so I'm gonna put that one out there.
Oh, you fancy. Okay.
We see you.
We were both in media, like we went to school for journalism and we were both more in the sports space, and that's how we met. Like we were both interns together and then went on to have our first jobs in the same place. And so it's come full circle now because like we aren't using some of those skill sets anymore. Like we've moved into a better work-life balance for our 9-to-5s. But we were like, we talk about Taylor so much. We should just like channel these production skills into a podcast. And I feel like that's exactly what you're doing with sewing. It's like, wait, I love Taylor. Like, why did you decide to start sewing Taylor Swift costumes?
That's awesome. Yeah. And then it's cool too, because you guys are having conversations that are so relatable and just like, it's cool to be a part of. Yeah. Because also you guys are, you seem like friends. Like, I feel like I kind of know you in like a weird way. Like parasocially.
I love that.
But that's good. I mean, that's great for a podcast. And I try to be the same way to my viewers, perhaps, and try to make sewing as accessible as possible. That's like my main goal right now. Even though Instagram is not really conducive to teaching too much, because everything, you know, it's got to be snappy. But yeah, to answer your question though, I got into sewing specifically like Taylor Swift costumes because I made a Bejeweled corset for myself.
Yes.
Because, you know, you saw that music video. Everyone was like, whoa, you know, and then had to have it, of course. And so I made the outfit for myself and I loved making it so much that I was like, oh, I have this Etsy and I have one thing for sale that I made like a million years ago. What if I put one of these on Etsy and see if I can make one for somebody else?
Mm.
And so I did that. And then I sold a couple corsets. And then one day I got a question that I thought was really rude at the time. And it was just like, hey, I see you make these bejeweled boots. I don't have money. I don't want to spend that much money on the boots, but can you tell me everything you did to do it so I can make it? Mm. And at first I was like, excuse me?
Right.
Like what? But my husband, he's really smart and just, you know, he has a head on, I guess. He was just like, you know, why not just help somebody? Also, when you're helping someone, you're also like showing them that you know what you're doing. You're establishing yourself as an expert. And then also like, you don't know if this person won't be a customer in the future. Anyway,
right.
So I was like, hold up, girl. Let me make you some videos on my Instagram real quick and I'll show you what I make or how to make it. And so I made a part one and part two video about how to make these bejeweled boots and how I go about it. And it was the first time on my Instagram, which at the time I think I had like 700 followers. And it was the first time I got a response that was like, oh, that was so helpful. Like, wow, this is so cool. Like, and I knew I helped that one girl in particular too. And I was like, huh, that's nice. Like, it's nice to help somebody.
Right.
And so that's kind of how it happened, that experience. And then at the same time, I went to Hobby Lobby. I was walking down the aisle and then glowing in a basket of different fabric options was this beautiful purple chiffon.
Mm.
And I was like, That looks like a dress I just saw Taylor Swift wear for the first time 2 weeks ago when Speak Now came out.
I was enchanted to me.
Yes. It was the perfect color. It was everything. And it was on sale. So what's a girl going to do? Buy all of it. And then I made the Speak Now dress. And then that was like the icing on the cake that's like solidified me as like, I'm going to make Taylor Swift. And it was also the first video that like popped off for me and then really changed everything for Kinsey Creations. So yeah, and I just was showing people how I made it. And that's kind of how I got into it. It kind of fell in my lap and it was changing my idea about like what I want to do with my Instagram and stuff like that. And so being helpful for making Taylor Swift things, like, but there's nothing better than that.
You have such a following now, like 40,000 followers on Instagram in like 2-ish years. Like, that is insane.
Yeah, in August of last year, I only had 700. And so really? Not even a year, I grew that fast.
Oh my gosh.
Because I really believe it's Taylor Swift, you know? And then also I'm trying to be as helpful as possible. So I think that's what people really want to see. And it's fun. It's cool. I like to show what I make too.
I feel like it's such a light bulb moment how Molly mentioned like us starting a podcast, taking what you love and being like, what can I do with this? Because it's so hard to really fit into a box of a specific job that's out there to apply for. And I think it's just so cool to like create your own way. So you're like, wait, I get to help people, which is really fun. I get to do what I love. You love Taylor. And I think it's just so cool. It's such like a moment. And to do it so soon in your life too is like, I feel like such a blessing. Sometimes people like go their whole life and still don't find that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely see there's a lot of things, a lot of blessings in my life that really opened the way for me to be able to do this even. Like, I have a husband with a stable job, so I can stay home and do-do-do and, you know, do my best to make money. So there's a lot of things that have landed for this to be possible.
When you went to make the first Bejeweled costume, I'm assuming that was for yourself. When you went to sell them, like, did you have anyone else in your life that was like, okay, like Swiftie over there, like, we're really into Taylor?
Yeah, it's really
fun. Tell people we have a podcast, they're like, whoa, okay, you must be in it. And we're like, yep, we're in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you get that too. Like, what do you talk about? Oh, Taylor Swift.
I usually omit it. I'm just like, yeah, I have a podcast. And they're like, what's it about? I'm like, you know, it's kind of niche, which is weird because like Taylor Swift isn't niche. It's like, you know, she has such a following and fan base, but at the same time, like, some people don't listen to her. So it's like, it is very, I'm like, you know, it's very specific, but yeah. You know, listen or don't, you know, whatever. Like, yeah. We're finding our people on our own, and it's like kind of leaving, you know, those people up to whatever they want to do.
Yeah. And the people who are in the niche are like the best people ever, and it's who you want to talk to. So,
right. Then we find people like you, and it's like, it's crazy. Like, it really opened up, like, how much people are doing, like, you know what I mean? Like, all these different areas around, like, her and what she's inspired people to do. And it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so deep. And yeah, just taking talented people and bringing them together and loving the same stuff. It's very cool.
Yes. Yeah. Art inspires art.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Oh, so special. Yeah, and to that point of like, trying to explain like your podcast, maybe when you go to like Thanksgiving or Christmas time and you're trying to explain what you do, like it's really weird for me to try to explain myself to my family, especially like my extended family. So it's like, yeah, I just I sit in this room and I do this, or I you know, I sew all day by myself, and people buy stuff. So and it's all Taylor Swift, and it's like, what? So
I feel like Molly can relate to that when you said the family. She's like, yeah. I have friends who I deal that with. Molly has family.
Yeah. At Thanksgiving this year, all my family was together for the first time in a long time, extended family too. And my cousins have little ones and they're Swifties. And so the Reputation Stadium Tour was only on Netflix for a little while longer. And I was like, let me introduce them to this. So we're like in a different room and I'm with like the little girls and the little boy. And we're all like just loving life, watching it together. And then I hear one of my aunts in the other room go, it's just so strange that Molly likes Taylor Swift so much. I don't really get it. And I was in the other room like, whatever, you don't have to get it. It's fine.
You don't gotta. Are you a rep girl?
Oh, yeah. Both of us.
Yeah.
Okay, like right now, Midnights is my favorite. But like, you know, rep will always like have my heart. And Ryan, that's the only one that has her. No, I'm just kidding. There's other albums,
I mean,
too.
Yeah, I just stay clowning all the time. And like, Tortured Poets Department's distracting me, but I know once it's died down, we'll be back on the train of like, okay, but like, rep is coming. Like, what else? And then once it comes out, I'll be like, what do I do with my life now? What do I theorize now?
I love Midnights. At first, when I first listened to it, I was like, not really into it that much. I don't know, because it was so different. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you let things simmer, you let them seep, and you're like, oh, this is amazing. So definitely Midnights. And then I love... this might be controversial, but I really love the Fearless Vault tracks. Like,
yes.
I have like a little playlist and I will just listen to them.
Whenever a new Taylor's version comes out, I like live in the vault tracks. Like, I will just skip straight to them and put them on repeat over and over again. I feel like I'm more attached right now to like the 1989 and Speak Now ones just because those are more recent. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when the Fearless ones came out, I was like, oh. Wow, like, how do these not make it?
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 1989 does have really good ones, too.
I know. It's like the running joke where, like, I'll listen to them. I'll tell Molly how I'm like, so-so on most of the vault tracks. And then she's like, you'll come around in, like, a day or two. And I usually do.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait,
that's
how
she was with Midnights,
good.
Too. When Lavender Haze started, we were like...
Yeah.
I was all in on Midnights. Yeah, because it was very 1989. I was like, oh, Pop Girlie's back. Like, you know, not like she went, like, after the two Folklore Nevermore, you're like, oh, she's back.
Yeah.
And I think her pop stuff is like my favorite.
I'm excited for what's next.
Is Midnights your favorite era, too?
So I really love Folklore, too, just for like aesthetics and just like the feeling it gives me. Like, I think that that's good. I also really like Speak Now. Like, I like ball gowns and princesses and all that. So,
what's your favorite era to make costumes for?
Oh, that's a good question. I have made the most 1989 outfits, which 1989 used to be my favorite album. That I got to see that tour. So I think after seeing that, you know, your life changes.
Where did you see it?
It was in Miami.
Okay, I was like, wait, because you're from Florida. I was like, did we go to the same one? Because I went to the one in Tampa.
Oh,
For the Halloween one. Yeah, when she dressed up as Olaf. Speaking of costumes, it was not that good of a costume. It was like, did you buy this at like the Halloween store? But that's really cool.
That is awesome. Yeah.
Was that your first show of hers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that one. And then I saw the Eras tour twice.
So. Wait, so you didn't go to rep?
You did see rep? That's like, if I have a regret in my life, I try to say I have no regrets, but literally I think that might be my biggest regret, which is so dumb, but...
No, Molly feels that way about 1989, so she gets it.
Yeah, because 1989 was when I like first really became a fan, and so I just like wasn't on top of it enough to go see her. I know people who went to see it that lived in the same area at the time, and yeah, I'm like, what was I doing? But I did get to see, yeah, Rep was my first one. Yeah.
That's good. I'm jealous. Yeah. That tour is amazing.
So when 1989 was originally your favorite to make costumes for, and then did it like change to Midnights now that Midnights is your favorite? Or
oh I just meant like I made a lot of 1989. Oh, and okay. I don't know why, because when I tell you, at least the ones from the Eras tour, not my favorite experience. A lot of beating. It's just a lot of tedious stuff.
Oh yeah.
But it came out. I mean, it's done. I don't know. That's a good question. I really want to make Starburst Midnight's bodysuit really bad.
Ooh.
Like the original one, the first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one that's disappeared from tour.
Yes. So many RIP. Definitely that one. I don't know. I really liked making the Folklore dress. I made the blue one so far. And then after I finish the Reputation bodysuit, I'm making the green one. And then... Right now, there's a poll on my Patreon for different people who are interested in making outfits. And right now, the one after that, the outfit they want me to make after that is the white Folklore dress. So,
I know. Okay. The August, the one she wears in August, when she's running around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if Ryan was aware yet that you are making the full rep bodysuit.
The full, like, half leg thing.
Can't even speak. The one with the leg. The one leg. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just have the shell built right now. I just have, like, the black sequin part. And then I got about 12 yards of this, like, rhinestone trim that, like, kind of, you can move it even like a snake. It's really beautiful. But it's heavy. I don't know how it's going to be because it's, I don't know. But I bet hers is pretty heavy, too, because hers looks like it's also, like, really well done and done with, like, big rhinestones and stuff like that too. I don't know. It's always a figuring out thing.
You always have like a super limited amount. So like how many of those will you make?
Oh, so I just make one. I don't even do commissions that much anymore. Dang. So I just make it for me and then it lives in that closet right there. So yeah. And I do make a couple commissions. I'm trying to wean off of them, try not to do them as much because it's really hard to get, you know, different patterns and things out if I'm making other things for other people. And that's why I try to teach as much as I can so more people can make it than just, say, me making one for somebody. So.
Okay, I was wondering, I was like, did you open up the Etsy shop in the beginning of April for commissions or no, because you were so busy?
I did this last month, but I haven't opened it up this month for April because I am booked. But what I was doing was I opened up 3 commissions for a midnight dress and then 1 bejeweled corset. And that's about all I can handle like per month with everything else.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. That's like a good week and a half, 2 weeks of work. So.
So you're like making the rep bodysuit for yourself so that you can make the pattern to teach other people how to do it instead of like making it to sell a bunch of them because that would take so long.
Oh, I know it. I'm already kind of dreading doing all the snakes because there's so many and they like, you know, have to weave and all that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I just make one for myself and I actually outsource a pattern maker. Her name is Josefa. And so she makes like the actual pattern that you put down on the fabric. And then she helps me with that. And then I make the outfit and I take a picture of every step. And then what I do from there is I make the booklet. So I do every single step with a picture on every single step. And so you can take the pattern and then the booklet and make it yourself. So that's the whole thing I'm doing over here.
we need to take on this endeavor, Molly. I'm like,
I know.
How quickly can we do this?
Okay. Well, first of all, the rep bodysuit is way out of our wheelhouse, Ryan. We've never sewed
maybe
before.
Maybe the little guy, the black, the hoodie one.
Oh, yeah.
The is that guy. Realistic? I'm like,
I mean, that one's not that bad. Yeah.
Like there are a lot of sequins, jacket. Though. Yeah, there are a lot of sequins, though.
That wouldn't be that bad. It's definitely something that's really tight, like a bodysuit or the rep one. It's really tricky to do more tight stuff, I'll say that, than something that's a little bit looser. The midnight dress pattern, that is like super beginner friendly because it's like a big t-shirt, right?
That's true. The one that I was like, can I do it? But I'm like, I don't even have a sewing machine, Kenzie.
So I know. I don't even know how to use a sewing machine. Step one, learn how to sew.
Yes. When I first found your shop, I think because of the midnight dress, because I'm a midnight's girly, and so Ryan and I are going back to the Eras tour this summer.
Yes.
Got very lucky. And we're going in June, and that's why I was monitoring the shop, because I was like, is she going to take more midnight dresses? Because I think I need it, but I don't think I can make it.
And me being like, can I make it in 2 months? Again, don't own a sewing machine, don't know how to sew. So with that knowledge, it's probably not realistic, but I like to be unrealistic in dreams. And your stuff's so beautiful that I'm like, I want to like level up.
You can totally just ask me like, hey, what can you help me? Because I love to help too, answer questions.
How to use a sewing machine.
You might need a sewing machine though.
Dang it. Yeah. How many Swifties do you have now like chiming in on your like Discord and Patreon, like learning how to sew or they already know how to sew that are like learning new challenges? Like how many people have joined your community?
So I don't know. I think the coolest thing that I've seen for this whole experiment on Instagram and just like putting stuff up there and trying to teach people has been the amount of people who say that they've never sewn before, but because they went to the Eras tour and they want to make costumes and they want to learn how to sew. And that's like, oh, it's amazing. So that's really exciting. So on the Discord, though, we have about 59 patrons now. So there's about that. I know. There's about that amount on Discord. Some people just probably want the pattern and then they're going to peace out, which is fine. And there are people on the Discord and it's been so cool because like we've been sharing different links for like fabric and people asking me questions about different aspects of the pattern and stuff like that. So it's been really cool. I mean, it's only been a week since it launched.
Dang.
So I don't know how it's gonna go from here, but it seems like it's been really helpful so far. And also just because it did just come out, I think people are just in the ordering phase and getting everything together. But because the Evermore dress, that's the pattern that came out this month with it, it's a big project. It looks very simple sometimes. Like when I looked at it at first, I was like, oh yeah, that'll take me 2 weeks, we'll be good. No. The bronze dress took me like 4 months because of fabric, not like shipping and crazy stuff. And then the orange one, I think took me about 3 or 4 weeks, which is because, you know, I had a time crunch. I was like, it's got to be out on the first. So yeah, it's a big project, especially the orange one. All those appliques and the ruffles that are, you know, going on up here, it can add up time-wise.
You get so overwhelmed with the Swiftie world, like there's so much going on all the time and you're in such high demand now.
And then now it's like, oh, she's dropping a new album and you're like, great, gonna have to make some new clothes, some new stuff.
I have a surprise right here if you want to see it.
Oh yeah,
all the new outfits, everything's coming up, and I have something I'm really excited to share when the album drops. I'm almost done making it. Looks so weird, not on
a
mannequin.
Oh my gosh,
is it the dress that she wore
Grammys.
To the
Grammys? That's what I was gonna say.
Ooh. Oh, so I'm hand sewing a bit like a tulle corset that's on the inside.
Oh my
gosh.
It looks
jank, but it
looks
better.
That is so cool.
So you're ahead of the game. You're like, don't worry, I already thought about it. We're ahead of it. And then you're just like, boom, what's this?
Yeah, like, that's the whole thing. And when it drops, I want to be like, like, I don't know, have something for it, right? To help celebrate. It's such a big day. Yeah. I'm excited.
I know. I'm just like, oh, I should try and get the comfy clothes she's wearing in the cover of the album.
The pajama set. It's just like black.
It wouldn't be pot appropriate, but
just show up next time when you filmed, like all in the little spaghetti straps. Yeah. Like
that's what we're gonna be wearing for the release weekend. Very low, low maintenance. Like it's on brand. I mean, I've just started wearing things that are giving poet and I'm like, yeah, this is TGPD, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easier era to kind of match because it's so like muted a little bit versus all the like sparkly, colorful stuff that I don't own. So I'm like, oh, I can slip into this, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited to see where her fashion goes, like for this album. If it'll be like waistcoats or something, that's what I'm hoping. You know what I'm saying? A little dark academia.
You should try and find a like watch necklace that you can wear with that dress.
Choker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have to go to Walmart after this. I've had so much fun making the dress I just showed you, the one from the Grammys, because I am not explaining anything, you know? I can just make it.
Oh, you just make it.
And I'm going to go boom, bam, there it is.
You learn boundaries, you know? It's like, so you're learning like, oh, I like doing this just for, it, you know, it's like just for you again. And also like maybe because it's a secret too, there's probably like less pressure. It's like no one knows it's happening. You can just do it on your own time and be like, look at this.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, just mixing it up like this has been nice. So, you know, add some spice.
When did you become a Swiftie?
We didn't ask that.
Where did it all begin? We love an origin story.
Origin story. I think it was 1989. Like, I remember explicitly going to Target and that being my first CD I ever bought with my own money. And that was like a big deal, you know, walking in there and being like, oh, I'm going to get this. I think that was a big thing. Of course, hearing all the music everywhere on the radio back when, you know, you listen to the radio more often, right? But I think the moment I became like diehard everything was when Reputation came out, because I have such fond memories with my college friends. Like, we went on a road trip and like for the whole like 4 hours there and the whole 4 hours back, all we listened to was Reputation. And so that was like, because it was friends, it was core memories, and it was Taylor. And I think that's when everything was connected for me. I was like, oh yeah, this is great.
Yes. So. Oh my gosh. When Reputation released, it was the week my husband and I were getting married. And the whole drive, because we got married, like, not where we were living at the time. So, like, yeah, that whole week, like, packing, getting ready, and, like, on the drive, we literally listened to Reputation nonstop, like, on our 4.5-hour drive. Yeah. And so, like, he knows the album front to back, too. Like, it's just, like, when an album releases and you have, like, those core memories, like you're saying, with your friends, it's just, like... So great.
My favorite thing has been in this whole journey, I promise you, my favorite thing is my husband becoming a Swiftie.
We did it.
I hear him singing sometimes like Taylor Swift songs in the kitchen. I'm just like, ha 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 ha. We have arrived. So,
same.
Molly's
same.
Like, same, literally same.
Yes. Like, so did he go to the Eras Tour with you?
He is a saint. He was supposed to, but he gave his ticket to his sister. So,
that is so nice. Alex did not do that. Alex did. I love to sing when I'm at a concert. He's more of a like take it in kind of person, even like Taylor or not. And I looked over at him during All Too Well and he was like singing the words and I was like, wow, like look at this moment.
Yes. I relate to you, Alex, if you're watching. Oh yeah. Because I was the same way when I went there the first time. All my other friends were like, woo, like partying, and the whole time I was like,
like not open.
I didn't even barely dance. It's too much. It was like, what am I experiencing right now?
Oh my gosh. How did you decide what outfit you were gonna wear to that Eras Tour?
I wasn't even making that many Taylor Swift costumes. This was like right when I started my Etsy, so I wasn't all into this yet. So I actually, what I wore for the first night is I made the star romper that she wore, but like into overalls. So that's what I wore, because it had pockets, you know, thinking about important. Like all of the things. So I don't know. I don't think it was a big deal to me at the time. I was just excited to go, I think, at that point. So.
What a flex to be able to make your own costumes.
I know. I know. Meanwhile, we're scrapping things from Amazon and we're like, oh, I'll get this shirt that kind of looks like, and it's like, just, you know, it's like, I don't love, you know, where I source all these things from. The Eras Tour, I feel like, awakened things in a lot of people. Of like, wait, I don't normally dress up or wear costumes, but you have to, you know?
Yeah, it's like the dress code. Like, if you're not in a costume, you are the minority this time.
Right.
I know.
So, I love it, too. I think it's so interesting. And also with friendship bracelets, just like random people, you know, of course, passing them out. It adds to the whole experience.
One thing that we want to ask, like, everyone who comes on the pod is, well, one, have you ever met Taylor?
No. Nope.
So if you were to meet her, what would you say to her?
You have a great designer. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Versace. No, I'm just kidding.
Here's my card.
If you need somebody who can maybe do something for you. I don't know. I don't think I'd pitch myself like that. Because why I would want to talk about her. But I don't know. I'd just probably say thank you. I know it's so basic, but thanks, girl. If I knew I was going to meet her, I'd probably try to think of a question.
Right.
But I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
She would notice what you were wearing because all of your outfits are amazing. What outfit would you wear?
Oh.
If you knew you were meeting her.
Oh, no.
What probably, flex would you pull out? You'd be like,
I'd probably pull this guy out.
This thing.
Yeah, I'd probably pull this one, my lover bodysuit out, because I'm very proud of her. She has taken many hours of my life away, but it's no problem. I'd probably do that one right now.
Is that the one you're most proud of, like, overall? I mean, I'm sure it's hard to choose. They're probably, like, all, like, your babies. But, like, what is your favorite costume that you've made?
I think this one, because I think it's the most accurate I've ever gotten. I think it's as close to her costumes that I feel like I have gotten to. So, yeah, probably that one. Yeah, I was working on her last night because I'm adding beads to the lines you might can see. And it really helps it come together. Because a lot of people who make them, I haven't seen do that before. Because I don't know if every bodysuit actually has it, but it was like something when you really zoom up, you can see these little beads on like the like grid lines, I guess. It looks good though. I'm excited.
Your attention to detail is next level. I feel like that's what makes like each of your costumes so good. Like when I was watching your reel about how you like cut up the pattern for the orange like Evermore dress so that you could like make it a little more cost affordable, but it's still like, it still looks so similar to Taylor's, even though like you tweaked it a little bit to make it your own.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy too. I found that at Hobby Lobby and I was walking by and I was just like, oh my gosh, that's like the right color. And then, yeah. So some of that stuff that just kind of falls in my lap and I'm just like, okay, that's great. But yeah, thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Cause for that dress, I was trying to find all my supplies here in town. Cause I only had like, again, like 2-3 weeks to make it.
To finish it off, rapid fire with Kenzie. Reputation versus lover.
Reputation.
Folklore versus Evermore.
Folklore.
Evermore dress, bronze or orange?
Bronze. Duh. Ooh. No, sorry. It's so shiny.
It is so pretty. Speak Now dress, cupcake or champagne?
Cupcake.
Yeah. Fearless dress, gold noodle or fringe?
Oh, gold noodle. I like that ramen.
Gluten-free. Favorite nickname for Taylor? Blondie or Mother?
Oh, Mother. It's on the line. It barely does not cross the line.
Let's Go Bitch or Sydney?
Sydney.
Ready For It or Cruel Summer?
Cruel Summer.
That's a hard one.
Is a hard one.
That's hard. Which would you rather deal with, Taylor's merch store or Ticketmaster?
Merch store.
I know we asked him these earlier, but favorite album?
Oh no, Midnights.
Favorite era?
Folklore.
Favorite song? That's hard, but
what? That's probably Maroon. Like. Right now.
Oh, right, like now. Molly loves that. And then favorite Vault track?
That's When.
That's
a hot take, but I love that song.
That's When. That was all Fearless of them. Vault. We have 13 questions.
Oh, very appropriate.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
Good. For my patterns, I make the font 13, the size. For the instructions.
Oh, that's awesome.
That. It's the little things, you know?
It is the little things. And it's nice and big, you know, all the Easter eggs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This is so much fun talking to you.
Yes, thank you.
Wait, can you tell everyone, like, where they can find your work, where they can find instructions, all the stuff, like, all the details?
Sure. So my Instagram is Kinsey Creations, and that's Kinsey without an E and Creations with a K, because we're really cool over here. very original. And then my Instagram is that. And then my Etsy is the same thing, Kinsey Creations Studio. And I have a YouTube, also Kinsey Creations. It's pretty streamlined. So that's
perfect.
Me. Yep. Just happy to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Hits Different podcast. If you liked this episode, give us a review, rate, or follow wherever you're listening to your podcasts. And you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter/X @ItHitsDiffPod.
Bye.